agenda was circulated to all of you for the purpose of today's meeting, that we continue with the quarterly report. Today we are going to have a full day because there's no plenary. It's a committee day. So there's no hurry in South Africa. We're here for 24/7. Members must be aware that you can even leave here at 12 if it calls for 12 midnight. Not before lunch. And Mr. Pumla, I mean, apologies. The register is completely circulating. Members must just sign. Apologies for me.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning, members. Good morning. Do you have any questions from the department? I've got apology from MP Masindi. She's attending the development of the community development. And I've got an apology from DM Mashako Daniel. She is the president of the center. Thank you very much.
There's an apology also from DM that you will be leaving us after 2 hours. After 35 minutes, due to other departmental activities that are urgent. Honorable Papa.
Morning, Chair. Honorable Robertson has just been called out. I'm not sure if he'll be able to come back. He's been called to another meeting.
Thank you, Chair. All members, I refer that to be released at 10:30
o'clock. Thank you very much. Those are the apologies to honourable members. Can we note the apologies and copies? Can we look at our menu? Can we look at the menu? Of the 23rd of May. Take one of the minutes.
Chair, 4.1, the first sentence, at the end, she received the MP's input in two provinces.
Of minutes of the previous minute. I think it's just the consideration of the previous minute. fasted. I don't know. I have looked at something as I come back next.
The public hearing's purpose is the committee is split into two groups. For public hearing's purpose, the committee will split into two.
Sorry, Chair, not moving from the objection, but I just point out, I'm not asking on the attendance, but I saw the performance on the case. Maybe then it's a subset, I'll then move the minister as subject.
The name of
the
Honorable Chavakulu has moved for the adoption of the minutes with the correction. Any seconder?
I second the adoption with the correction.
Honorable members, can we move on? Matters arising from the minutes. If there's none, can I then proceed with our agenda? Can you get an update on the restitution of land rights amendment bill?
I don't know which is that, Chair. We are trying to do the traveling plan for members, but the option that I proposed in the committee last week does not seem to be a good option. One, when I proposed that option, in mind I was thinking of the distances to be traveled by one delegation. Therefore, in my proposal, for example, in the case in Limpopo, we travel on to Limpopo and then when we get to the airport, we split ways. The other group going to the east, the other one going to the west. And then going back,
doing the same thing to go and meet in the province that you're going to. But if I have to, there are too much distance to be traveled. 500k. So that, I don't know what to do anymore, whether we should continue with that, with meeting groups, and then the same group goes to one province and speak to the program that was taken in the community before the 7th September. Then I think that one can be much better. As we did not want to continue the process without getting approval from the committee. And the second thing is that we're still waiting for the approval from the House Chair, so that we know exactly what to do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. May I have the suggest that we're going through this when we're done with the people who have come to the Minister's election? It's only fair to help them to manage their own time as well. Okay. It's just a proposal.
It was already started. We're supposed to propose for all that can be. And that we have to finalize this matter, but it's not a long matter. We have to discuss to the law, to not to library, and give them direction what to do. The two proposals are presented now. Another one, good.
Chair, join your persuasion to persuade Honourable Bildan that it's still proper. The laws are the most important thing than anything. No quarterly report would be equal to the laws. But I think I'm reading you very well, Honourable Bildan, but I'm just persuading, since we have already started.
I certainly propose that our committee secretary must proceed, must do it with the two groups, each go to separate provinces as it is as it, which will be the best option for us, Chair.
The proposal that
Honourable Bildan
has made separate provinces, deal with the public service in that province once and for all, instead of the whole group going to one province, then that province is split into two venues. But the issue of the distance, as you mentioned, these members have noted that, but we have to take whatever decision that we agree as the committee. Traveling is not an honorable performance, but honorable.
Chair, if I heard Honourable Mandela right, I support his proposal that we split into two groups. And this is based on my experience with the Constitutional Review Committee. They are also doing the same thing. They are splitting into two groups and going to separate provinces. And I think it works out better that way. Thank you.
Amy, I see. Second that chair proposal, Chair. That was our original position.
Thank you, same here, Chair. I suppose if there are two venues per province, then perhaps the delegation is done by two. And in the worst case, 5 hours travel, then by 7 p.m. they will then be at the hotel awaiting the following day. It is very strenuous, but I guess it's the best possible option for us. I support all my colleagues. Thank you.
I think we support that proposal that is split into two groups, which means that each group will stay in a province for 2 days. First day, public hearings, after public hearings, you travel to another venue. Then to depend whether the population time to travel out maybe to the other province, 2 days in one province. Do we agree? Let's proceed then, honourable members. On the issue of the application, I think we've tried several times to meet with the house chair, but it was difficult because we made appointments earlier day. There's another meeting that is taking place, but we have to make sure with the whip that if possible after this meeting we go and check with the candidate, the house chair, because the delay will cause the delay in the public hearing. They have to ask us so that our support staff must start with the preparation. Thank you very much. Can we then proceed on the
These delays by the sale of chairs have got an added potential, added disadvantage to the lawmaking process. The Public Works Expropriation Bill is back in Parliament. Simple reason, the NCOP did not give communities sufficient notice. And that has been seen by the president as a valid reason for not signing that piece of legislation off. And now we have got a 2-year delay. Because they were given just 2 weeks notice. And they went to the Constitutional Court to say, we're not given sufficient notice. So just bring that to his attention. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Honorable Minister, you are welcome. I'm not sure whether you want to say something before we zoom to the business of the day, where the ITP will present on its report, performance report, before they start with their presentation. Okay.
My apologies, Chair. I omitted during the apologies, Chair, to indicate that I'm sitting concurrently. So I'll be honored of the solo chair. Thank you so much. I'll help the meeting by not dragging you to the other one, Chair, where I'm supposed to also. Thank you.
Sorry, Chairperson, for delaying the meeting. I'm thinking of the issue of the House Chairperson. It's not the first time that he delayed this committee, the meeting with this committee. And I would like the Chairperson in the week for him to take into consideration the importance of the land issue. That's why we are going out for public hearings. I think, I don't say other issues are not so important, but this is very important for us to go out for public hearings. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll take that into consideration. Acting the Chief.
Thank you, Chair. And good morning to the Chair and the members and Minister and Deputy Minister and my colleagues. We will be presenting the fourth quarter report for Ingonyama Trust and the third and fourth quarter report for the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform and the third and fourth quarter report for the Commission on restitution of land rights. But before we start, can I hand over to my minister? Okay, so this is how we're going to take them. We'll start with the ITB fourth quarter, and then we'll do the non-financial performance of the department and the financial performance, and then the commission would do the presentation. Thank you, Chair.
The ITG is the mind has not stuck. That is why I was just giving the acting DG an opportunity whether she wants to make any overview before the ITV starts presenting. Then over to you. Are you acting?
Yes, I'm
acting. CEO. So I fail to recognize ITP as Judge Ngwenya and the acting CEO. You are welcome in this meeting and the deputy chairperson of the board. Can you continue?
Thank you, Chair. Excuse me for raising this point, but this is not the best, but the only appropriate time for me to raise it. I would like to know if the department has taken a look at what the ITB is going to present to us. Are they afraid with this report? I'm asking this question because their silence last time we had ITB here gave one the impression that either they are not aware of what's happening or they are not involved. I just want an answer as to whether they have taken a look at the report so that when we put questions, they're able to help us. Yes, no. Thank you.
Yes. What the Honourable President is saying, I think the committee has said it several times, that there is no report from ITC that will be presented to this committee without that report being presented to the department first before, because it's not ITP that must send the report here. It's the minister that must send the report of the ITP together with the report of the department to balance. But I'm not answering your question. I'm saying, we've been saying this, I don't know how many times, the procedure, that procedurally, the ITP can't send the report direct to the committee. Their report must via, they are the entity of the department. The report must via the department. The minister must look at it, the DG must look at it before the minister table the report to parliament. Answer from what Honourable Madam has said.
Thank you very much, Chair. Yes, we have had sight of the report, yes. Thank you.
That's the answer.
I'm comfortable. Thank you.
Can you continue, Ms. Dovu?
Honorable Chair, Deputy Minister.
Ladies and gentlemen.
A very good morning. I am presenting this report with a very heavy heart because it is not much different with what was reported in the previous quarter, the third quarter. On the other hand, we are going to be turning things around. There are also part of the report that I will highlight where there's been a mistake. It shows what has been not achieved compared to an annual rather than compared to a quarterly target. Chairperson, I am talking to a program, that program being administration. The very first strategic objective is provide effective self-monitoring and evaluation system to the Ibonyama Trust Board. And the performance indicators are as follows: mid-term reviews held and reports completed. There was no target for that quarter four. Staff training or the and the monitoring and evaluation of framework. Again, this was deferred because the organogram was not yet completed and also the skills audit was underway. However, it's good to say that that has been achieved because we have finalized the skills audit, but we haven't yet completed the filling of post according to the new organogram. That is going to be reported in a relevant period. But particularly for this quarter, no. Ensure effective stakeholder engagement and communication, the customer service charter implementation plan in place. This process also was delayed due to the draft organogram and was being reviewed. A plan is underway too, again on the organogram. We are coming up with this together with the stakeholder engagement plan. However, I need to mention that there has been an ad hoc engagement with the KwaZulu-Natal province House of Traditional Leaders in the previous quarter. Ensure effective stakeholder engagement and communication. Number of communication reports submitted to the board. However, they were not completed but not submitted and adopted by the board. Things change. You come out with a communication strategy underway, things change, and there has to be some review before they are done. As a result, the finalization communication report is to be submitted to the board with an aim of beefing it up and ensuring that we've got dedicated personnel to deal with this. This was also not achieved, Chairperson. Number of workshops with AMA posting. According to the target, we had one. A discussion on high-level panel report with Amaposi to be followed up with His Majesty the King. Here, we had to ensure its adherence to the plan of the target. That happened. Provide IT support to improve efficiency. Audited IT infrastructure on the ITPA. According to GORDA, 75% implementation, there was no target, there was no result, nothing was achieved on that one. We are busy fast-tracking the approval of the implementation plan in this first financial year quarter. By annual check of software compliance conducted, there was no target for the quarter. Sorry, there was only but one target for the quarter, which is similar with the one for the annual targets. Implementation plan for IT, the IT policies developed and approved by the board. We never had any one in other quarters. It only appeared in quarter four. And as a result, there was no achievement, Chairperson. Strategic objective 1.4, to ensure that efficient internal resources management is aligned to legislative requirements. As a performance indicator, number of policies reduced by the board. The annual target was 6. Honorable Chairperson. For the quarter, 1. The result, 0. The reason being, there was a delay in procurement. And as a mitigation plan, is to fast track the appointment of service providers. Performance indicator 2, percentage of all movable assets to be recorded in the asset register. 100% has to be experienced over the annual plan, and as well as the quarter. 4,
there was no variance that was achieved to ensure reduction of vacancies. HR provision plan approved by the board. Percentage fulfilled in relation to HR provision plan as performance indicators for the 8 plus 1. For the board, that was 100%. 100% was achieved. There is no variance. Percentage fulfilled in relation to HR provisioning plan, there was 100%. There was the achievement of 93%. The only variance came with the inability to attract the correct or the appropriate candidates for a number of reasons. Chairperson. Mitigation plan, the board reviewed organizational structure and the new HR provisioning plan will be developed. To ensure performance, 1.6, the percentage, excuse me, 1.6, our strategic objective, to ensure performance management in ITB. The performance indicator, percentage of performance agreement concluded tenuously. 100% compliance, 100% compliance on all employees. There were no results because not complied could not be included in the absence of the senior managers, given that there was a new organogram, senior managers recruitment process was underway for senior managers to administer and ensure that this target is met. Some of the senior managers have been hired and more will continue to be hired going forward. I am one of them. 1.7, provision of skills development to improve service delivery, performance indicator. Number of internal skills audit performed. The annual target was 1. For the quarter was 75%. The results were nil due to capacity constraints. This has been mitigated by outsourcing functions to external service providers that are credible and that are qualified to do the work. Number of training programs conducted for the annual 10. For the quarter 1. And the result was 1. Staff were taken through the training. Improved customer relations, payment of undisputed invoices within 30 days of receipt in finance. The annual target is 100% compliance with the turnaround time. That has been achieved and there was no variance. Number of NOAs with traditional councils approved by the board. For the annual as a target, and the quarter there were 3. There was no result. Yeah. This has been suspended pending the finalization of an organogram. I'm sure Chairperson, I'm really sounding like a scratch record organogram. Mm-hmm. Mitigation plan, finalization of an organogram, and filling on of posts. Please bear with me on that one. For land management, children. Provision of secure tenure rights to facilitate the development of Ngonyama Trust land. Land tenure policies developed and approved. We had 1 for the target and got a 4 approvals. The results were nil. Priority given to tenure procedure. This was to be outsourced according to the reason for the variance as a mitigation plan. Research conducted on land allotment practices adopted by various traditional councils. There was one for annual target approval. Nothing was achieved. This requires specialist skills. As a result, mitigating that is to outsource professionals. Number of land tenure rights approved by the board. Annual target was 1,400. For the quarter was 200. the result of 79, a variance of 21. This tenure rights application have been approved pending the rental valuation. Finalization of rental evaluation. This has been achieved in the last quarter. In fact, in the first quarter, updated land holdings as the first strategic objective to maintain and integrate and a comprehensive land tenure administration system. There is the database of land rights. The indicator there is number of land parcels for commercial use evaluated. For the target, for the annual target, there were 9. Quarter 4, 1. The results were nil. No results. We didn't achieve. Reasons for the variance, move is to use municipal values on these properties. The finalization of the valuation process that will reflect in our annual financial statement. 2.3, to ensure sustainable land planning which attracts investment on IT land. Performance indicator, number of traditional council redevelopmental plans. The annual target was 4. Quarter 4 was the implementation of NNE review. There were no results. The results being, the reasons being for the variance. Number of special plans shelved to the next financial year, meaning 2018-2019. Terms of reference have been done pending the finalization. Number of special development plans on strategically located land. The annual target was 3. The implementation was still the same. However, there were no results. A discussion with municipality must first take place. Therefore, the discussion is kept in abeyance. The terms of reference prepared for the finalization in quota 4. Number of developmental agreements with the municipality. There was no results. Engagements have been undertaken with municipalities, however, no feedback has been received. A report identifying current land developed and approved by the board. The result there was implementation, monitoring and evaluation as well as review. However, no implementation occurred, and also no M&E could have occurred. No review happened. This has been pending for the next financial year, 2018-2019. Implementation of the new organogram is envisaged to assist in getting more hands and more bodies. Provide 2.4. Provide support to beneficiaries, communities to improve food security. Board approved plan on agricultural production on trust land. The target was 1 for the year. There was no target for quarter 4 specifically. Number of potential projects of high commercial value for partnership with private sector and identified and implemented. There was a target of 1 for the year, quarter 4, 1. But nothing was achieved. The indicator depended on a third party. Creative planning into the future is envisaged and underway. Number of agricultural projects by the board. Target for the year was 12. For the four, there was no. Target has no result expected. 2.5. Ensure integration related to mining to sustainable rural development in Ngonyama Transland. There is an indicator, a comprehensive plan based on the recommendation of 2015-16 financial year mining in Viso. There was one for the year, implementation and review was a target, but there was no result. Nothing was achieved. Report was being analyzed. Implementation plan during quarter, the first quarter to come. auditing of all mining activities, one. Approval by the board. There was no target on this one. Yeah, it's a mistake that I spoke about when before I started to say there's a mistake to show that it's negative one, whereas that negative one relates to the annual target, not specifically to quota four. So, but by the same token, because there was no a target for quota four, therefore there was no expected result, neither was there a result for the annual target. 2.6, to facilitate economic development, an indicator, an implementation plan and land with developmental rights developed, hosted and approved. For the quota, it was one. The implementation plan was expected to be in place, was expected to be reviewed. There were no results, not achieved, as it depended on SO. As in 2.3 above. Monitoring compliance and adherence to ITB, BBB, EE, forecast for commercial development, the for quarter one was one, but there were no results, Chairperson. Incumbent business development officer position is still vacant. Implementation of the organogram. Developmental rights application submitted and obtained in with the findings of land audits. For quarter four, we had one. However, nothing was achieved, Honorable Chair. This has to be first checked as a mitigating plan. 2.7, provide training of traditional councils. Indicator is a skills audit performed based on land-related legislation. There's a one-year target, one target for the year, no target above for the fourth quarter. This includes training plan approved by the board for the year, it was one, but no target for the quarter. Number of traditional councils trained for the year 12, for quarter 4-5, and the result was one due to capacity constraints. The issue of the organogram will always come sharply. 2.8, facilitate skills development for young people living on communal land. Number of educational grants, 120 were targeted, and the target for quarter four was 120, the result was 36. Indicator depended on traditional council's request for such bursaries. So it was more demand-led. Encourage traditional councils to prioritize educational awards. Promotion of social cohesion and cultural values. That's the 2.9 strategic objective. The indicator is framework for supporting social cohesion programs and developed approved. For target implementation monitoring, again, that was never achieved. This is to be outsourced. First, check the terms of reference and appointment of a service provider to do such. Chairperson, I wish to thank the House. This is the end of this quarter four report in terms of program one and program two, administration and land management. Mr. Mayor, waiting for that.
Thank you very much, Chair. Any addition from the board member?
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, honorable members of the committee. I think Chairperson liked the accuracy of indicators at the beginning. The report is not a pleasing one. The comments that were made in the last hearing, insofar as the performance of the ITB is concerned, I think applies in this regard. We have added here things that are not worth reporting on because they amount to zero. For that, we apologize. And the second thing that I think we need to point out, rather than the constant reference to organogram under review and so on, it's quite evident that the impact of certain positions which are currently not occupied because of the suspension of employees is manifested here in this report. So we believe that moving forward, a better and an improved report with proper performance will be presented. But for what we present here today, we cannot overemphasize the fact that it's a complete failure. Thank you.
Good morning to the committee chairperson, honourable members, honourable minister and all present. My presentation is on the financial performance of the Ingonyama Trust and the Ingonyama Trust Board for the quarter ending 31st March 2018. On slide 17, we reflect the expenditure per program of the Ingonyama Trust. Fourth quarter budget for the administration program, 50.7 million. Actual spent, 16.5 million. Land management, fourth quarter budget, 992,500. Fourth quarter actual spending, 19,661 rand. Rural development, fourth quarter budget, zero. Actual spending, 27,252 rand. This was for the committed funds of the third quarter. Traditional council support, traditional community support, fourth quarter budget, 9.6 million. Fourth quarter actual spending, 676,216. The next slide, on slide 18, is a percentage of total expenditure incurred for the fourth quarter per program. Over total expenditure. For administration, 95.8%. Rural development, 0.16%. Traditional council community support, 3.9%. And on land management, 0.11%. Slide 19 reflects the expenditure per program for economic classification. For goods and services, in the fourth quarter, the budgeted figure was 43,696,000. Actual spent in the fourth quarter, 16.8 million. Capital expenditure, budgeted 17.6 million, spent 392,490. The total expenditure for the trust for the fourth quarter amounted to 17.23 billion. 28% of the fourth quarter budget was spent in the fourth quarter, including capital expenditure. 38.55% of the total goods and services for the fourth quarter budget was utilized in the fourth quarter. One would note on slide 21 that the capital expenditure is paid for by the Ingonyama Trust, and capital expenditure comprised of, for the improvement of the existing building, 392,490. There were no purchases of any vehicles as such. Slide 22 is a comparative expenditure for economic classification. 97.7% of total spending was on goods and services, and 2.3% of the total expenditure spent was on capital expenditure. The next slide is a reflection of the goods and services which the committee requested us to attach. In respect of the Ingonyama Trust Board, on slide 24, there's only one program, administration. The fourth quarter budget, 8.5 million, and the fourth quarter actual spending, 8.5 million. The next slide on slide 25 reflects that 100% of the expenditure was spent in the administration program. Expenditure of the board in terms of economic classification, compensation of employees, fourth quarter budget, 5 million, fourth quarter actual 5 million. Goods and services, fourth quarter budget, 3.5 million, fourth quarter actual spending, 3.48 million. The total expenditure for quarter four for the board amounted to 8.6 million. 99.83% of the fourth quarter budget was spent in quarter four. 100% of the budget was utilized for the compensation of employees. And goods and services, 99.58% of the total budget was utilized. Slide 28 is a reflection of the comparative expenditure for economic classification. 59.4% was spent on compensation of employees and 40.6% was spent on goods and services. The next slide is a reflection of the goods and services in detail. We will now focus on the income of the income generated for the Ingonyama Trust relating to the 2017-2018 fourth quarter. Rental income budgeted for fourth quarter 2.5 million, actual for the fourth quarter 4.5 million. Other income, mainly contractual royalties, budgeted 713,856, actual 950,234. Investment income or interest income, budgeted for the fourth quarter 4.2 million, actual for the fourth quarter 3.8 million. Total revenue generated for the fourth quarter amounted to 9.3 million in respect of the Ingonyama Trust. Slide 32 reflects the percentage of income per category of income to total income. One would note that rental income comprises 49%, interest income or investment income 41%, and other income 10%. The income in respect of the Ingonyama Trust Board, transfer payments, budgeted in the fourth quarter, 900,000, and the actual receipt was 900,000. Investment income, budgeted 8,400, and a very similar amount received. Actual income, 8,396. Funding from Ingonyama Trust, 6.8 million was budgeted and 6.8 million was actually received. Slide 34 is a presentation of the comparative income to total income, investment income. One would note that funding from Ingonyama Trust for the fourth quarter comprised of 88%. Transfer payment received, 12%, and investment income of 0.2%. total revenue received or income for the fourth quarter in respect of the Ingonyama Trust Board amounted to 7.7 million. And the transfer payment was fully utilized in the fourth quarter. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much for the presentation. Honorable members, you have been listening. Can you talk to the presentation? But before you talk to the presentation, let me just make some highlights on the report as presented of what I have realized. In most of the targets that you said in the third quarter you performed 50%. In all of them you have added 25%. Now they are 75%. In all of them. Starting from the first page to the last page. Instead of 50, you've just at 25. Instead of 50, you've just at, in the third quarter it's 50, in the fourth quarter it's 75. Again, what I've noticed is too much outsourcing. We're talking of creating jobs for the unemployed. There are lots of graduates who are unemployed. But in most of the reasons, your mitigation plan, you are saying there was a delay with outsourcing. There was a delay. We will outsource this, we will outsource this. Thirdly, the organogram. I will be tempted not to call ITP ITP. The organogram ITP. In almost all the reasons, we're still finalizing the organogram. If I remember well, according to the organogram presented to this committee, your staff is not more than 100. If I remember well. Because they were temporarily, others were temporarily, others were on contract. But the permanents were very few. I wonder what delays the finalization of the organogram. Do we need a specialist to do it or what? The other one is the issue of shifting of activities. We're planning to do this in the fourth quarter. Now we're planning to do it in the following, the first quarter of the new financial year. This was not done to be done in the next quarter of the financial year. So generally, the third quarter report and the fourth quarter report is the same. There's no improvement. Honorable members, can you talk to it? Honorable President?
Well, Chair, the third quarter report and the absolute silence by the department last time we were here was the reason for my asking the question I asked before this presentation. And so my first question is not even to the ITP. Just for demonstrating or substantiating my point, I have got two questions for the ITP, but my focus is on the department. And unless, as this committee, we're able to persuade the department to give some focused attention to the ITP, even the first quarter will be exactly like this. Now my question to the department is, what have you done about the serial failure of the ITP to effectively use the budget it gets from the national fiscus through you. These are funds that are allocated to the ATB in terms of their Establishment Act, expressly and exclusively for administration. I would like to get an answer from the department. That's why I wanted to know if they have taken a good look at this. Another comment to the department is that I feel, honestly, Honorable Minister, that there's hardly any value in making more financial transfers to the ITB. If they keep on giving skill shortage as a reason for not performing strategic action, we're not talking about the actual implementation. It's the strategy first and then the actual implementation. Now, if the board cannot even draw up a strategic plan, let alone implementing that plan. Let alone implementing that plan, they can't even draw it. They put it down on paper, and then they say we couldn't do it because we needed a third party. Responsible and look at Lalanje, you know, Gamata Hulman, to sit down as the board to say, this is our strategic plan. And they haven't checked to see. I mean, you can't plan to go to Durban if you don't know how you're going to get to Durban. It's as simple as all that. When you say to somebody else, I'm going to go to Durban, you know you're going to go there on horseback, on foot, or you're going to take a flight. But for an institution which is not new to say, this is what we're going to do, and then when it comes to doing it, they say, ah, wait a minute now, we realize we don't have the capacity. And they do that over a period of 6 months, just to go to these last two quarters. Now, the department has got to tell us, Honorable Chair, what on earth are they doing about this? So specifically to the department, my question is, have you held any meetings with the ITB? What were the items that you deliberated with them on, and when? Have you had sit-down meetings with the ITB? What did you talk to the ITB about? When? And I'll go so far, because of this gap, Chair, as to say, if such meetings have been held, we would like to see the minutes. Because now we've got to know if the department is doing anything and what is that anything. There's just no point in souring relations between this committee and the ITB if the department that is supposed to account to us does not demonstrate physically to us that they are doing their job. That's why I started off by saying, is there any value in continuing to transfer money? Show us that there is value. Otherwise, we would have you giving us a reason to say, hey, SIU, here is a department that continues to pump money to the ITB. They are not giving us any reason why this money should continue to be transferred to the ITB. You would appropriately be cited as this department as accessories before the fact. Quite legal, if you continue to pump money, but there is no value for money. About the post that you're talking about, Chair, I don't know if there is any such highly specialized functions that with a country with such high unemployment, 27%, the ITB should continue to live. What kind of qualifications are needed that they cannot be filled up? There are so many people in KZN, let alone any other provinces, that need work. What kind of specialized appointments are these that cannot be filled? For 6 months, consecutive months, you're running on half empty. Insofar as the staff is concerned, surely something is amiss somewhere. As an example to illustrate my point, Chair, to the ITB, item 2.4. The objective is to provide support to beneficiary communities to improve food security. And the indicator is dependent on the third party. This is kidding. Why must you draw up an objective and say you are dependent on the third party and the third party doesn't come to the party? This was just being we're just running around in circles. This has become too clear. Earlier, it was not so clear, but it is very clear, Chair, that there is a game on here. There is a game on here. You look again, ITB 2.6, not achieved because SO, I suppose that strategic objective, 2.3, has not been achieved because it is dependent on a third party. 2.6 not achieved because you depended on 2.3 being achieved, and the achievement of 2.3 dependent on a third party. That's why I say, Chair, we're just being sent on a spin here. You go back ITB again to 1.7. Why was this goal, that is the provision of skills development, why was it put down before ascertaining the availability of skills to achieve it? Should we be saying to the ITB, your planning is poor? I don't want to think so. There's brains that side. These people are highly qualified. I would be insulting them, honestly and genuinely, and I don't want to do that because they don't deserve. There's brains there. But the brains is not being used to actualize what the establishment of this was about. Again, to the ITB as an illustration, 2.1. What are these land allotment practices adopted by the traditional councils that they cannot be done? I mean, if traditional councils have got land allotment practices that they have adopted, now you come to the ITB, I don't know how highly educated the traditional councillors are, but I know that the people at the head of ITB are highly qualified. Now, here are traditional councils. They say, this is what we want. Now, when it comes to you, all of a sudden, you can't do anything about it. You need a third party. Chair, I repeat, I insist, there is a game on here. And I would want for us as a committee to agree that the department has to do its paid work. It's as simple as all that. Otherwise, we're going to be spending another hour here asking questions for which there was never an answer. It's like waiting for a ship that never left port in the first place. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. My honourable colleague here has said a mouthful, and he's covered a lot, if not all of the points that I was going to say. I'm not going to mince my words. Having been in management for 40 plus years, I really, what comes out of the total picture is incompetence. Incompetence of senior management, incompetence of the board. What comes out of this picture is that people cannot or will not do the work. I don't know what they are busy with. I don't know what the staff that are in there at the moment are doing on a daily basis that they deserve to get paid on a monthly basis. Imali yona iyaqhubeka bayifumana imali yabo every month. Akhondimileyo. But umsebenzi awuqhubeki. Now, I'm going to be very straight and upfront. I do not know why the government is pussyfooting around KZN. Iqale ngo-1994 lento. Of the government pussyfooting around KZN as a whole, that province, by giving them the Ingonyama Trust, by transferring land to the Ingonyama Trust, when all the other provinces didn't have the same at all. And then having done that, they still are not able to run the affairs of the trust. So I don't know what is happening. Why do we even have this trust in the first place? I tend to agree with former President Halima Mkande to say that this trust must be disbanded and KZN must be treated exactly the same as all the other provinces. Or should I be saying maybe you guys are failing the people of KZN on the ground? You are not training, you are not making sure that there's food security. One of the most important things, skill training of youth, abantwana, I never train at all. when we know that there is such high unemployment rates in the country now, specifically around youth. Traditional councils are not being trained themselves. How do you expect understanding, and how do you expect them to be custodians of everything that the people on the ground stand for if you don't train them properly? Land tenure policy, not there. And strategically mining and sustainable rural development. People are supposed to be getting the benefits out of the mining that is happening. So starting with the, and if there is no performance, what, you know, I'm reminded years ago when I was working for the Permanent Building Society, I had no staff, I was the CEO, but I got my hands dirty to the extent you could go by if floor and duck at 5:30. I didn't say no, I'm the CEO, so I didn't call up a bank, kuba kumdaka dependently, the vuli bank to the following day, to a dirty bank. I used to get my hands dirty. So what are the boards and you as acting, what are you doing at the moment to actually get your hands dirty? You look, if you know as a CEO you don't have the staff, you prioritize the things in a strategic plan and you target them and you make sure at least when I come in front of the committee here, I will have done A, B, C, which are the main strategic areas that I must make sure that I have performed on, whether I have staff or not. As a board, we are a board, we get paid our board fees on a regular basis. And then what do you do? You don't have staff, you know that you don't have staff, what do you do? As long as your money comes in every month, it's not a problem. Chairperson, I really don't know what to say, but I'm going to repeat my comments, controversial as they are. I don't know why the government is pussyfooting around here. Thank you.
Another from my question. After Honourable Magad, I will allow the minister to say a few words before she left to the cabinet. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree and disagree with the former speakers, but let me say that let us admit as a committee that all tasks are disgruntled and not the at the manual task only. If you go to Northern Cape, you find the same thing. If you go to other provinces and not the Ngonyama matters only, let us admit. Secondly, Chairperson, the third and the fourth quarters are almost the same. You mentioned the acting CEO. It's of no use to shift performance targets to other quarters, because at the end it will mean poor performance. I think it's lovely. You are new in this post, and we have not yet finished even 2 months.
1.5 months.
1.5 months. I agree with Honorable Sultan. It's very important with the board to meet with the department, national treasury, and the AG. Really, there's poor expenditure, CFO, which leads to this report, to this financial performance to be as poor as it is. I think Ujaj also mentioned that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Chief, Honorable Members of the Portfolio Committee, Senior Government Officials and Trust. I'm a member of parliament. I account to this committee. or account to Parliament through this committee. But like Honorable Bambano, we were born just a few years earlier. So we know how permanent building society was created and why it had to go. Like false cars, some home, and I don't know what else. But unfortunately, by the time we went, the poor taxpayer had the bill. Mm-hmm. So the example you've given, honorable members, it's not the permanent building society. I remember it very well. Honorable Sultani, I just want to join your team, but can the Ingwenema Trust might be a trust, as the Honorable Magadlan said, a resemblance of other trusts. Can you please help us to help our people? Ingwenema Trust is not equal to Ingwenema. We are not asking for creative accounting. Indeed, when one listens to the skills possession, it really baffles one as to why are you unable to manage such small amount of funds. And also, I'm sorry to say this, without shame, we also say, even on matters of food security. If we knew what food security means, it means people can produce their own potatoes and not go to OK Bazaars to buy with imali gamgam. So if we are not existing to empower our people, skills development, no, this we can't achieve. Paying salary 100%. This is what we've achieved. Honorable Chair, in closing, I've just asked once again to the acting DG, who's been there for almost a month now, that what is the attitude of the trust when serious meetings are taking? This is the creative accounting management style of reporting, Chair, is the response I got here on paper now. So can we please remember what we are here for? Starting with officials and the trust, all trusts, CPAs and otherwise, that we exist so that our people get a better life that they voted for. I really cannot be an accounting officer, if I am not accounting sincerely, but I do creative accounting. In the relevant, I change. All we do is increment of salaries and, the only thing that I saw 100% performing is salaries. Others, this we can't do, this has not been achieved, not small case. I am ashamed, Chair. That's all I can say. But you will be getting trust. Like we will be writing to all trust. We will also be visiting trust. With or without the committee. Not nice. Don't worry about cheese and sandwiches and things. We are villagers. We need the hour and the time is for us to work together to change. For the better, the life of our people. That's what also rural development is about. Provision of urban infrastructure in rural areas is not going to happen magically by us explaining why we didn't do what. When we accepted the jobs we said we would do, day one, you look for the best English to find reasons to explain why you can do it. It can be in the trust, it can be in the department, it can be everywhere. If you are not an activist for change, please fear part. Allow somebody else who is dedicated to help us change. Change is painful, but change is necessary. I see every corner of explaining how, why things were not planned. I said all I want to do for this chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister.
I'm telling the chair, it is very
much. Yeah, I appreciate that. Honorable Martin.
Thank you very much, Chair. One wants to commend the trust, the board in particular, for ensuring the payment of invoices within the specifications of National Treasury, which is 30 days. We certainly wish that more entities in government, in particular departments, meet that kind of a requirement. That is something definitely positive. Chair, those are one of the few things that are very, very much positive in relation to this report. I want to indicate, I mean, the Ingonyama Trust is a very important entity. It was indeed founded by the KwaZulu-Natal legislature on the 24th of April 1994, a couple of days before the elections. The reason for it was very important at that time, and to my mind, I think they are still very much relevant today, Chair. We would not want to see the trust fail, Judge. We cannot continue to receive reports that really indicate little progress that are being made. Reports that are in exopec, to all those reports, apologies are being made for failures. We cannot continue with that. Honorable Bhutani has asked a very, very relevant question, and it's something that also bothered me right from the start. If he didn't ask it, I must have to ask it. And that is, what role does the department play in guiding the trust? You know, are there regular meetings? We heard that DM said something to the effect, in response to the chairperson, whether the report had been submitted, was received by the department acting DG. The question that the chair raised was not a question that says, we have received the report. No. The question relates to, have the department gone through that report? Are the department satisfied with the content of that report? Have there been engagement with the trust around those reports? You know, that's the question. DM said no, we have sight of the report. You know, which says a lot. It acknowledged there hasn't been really, from the department side, a real engagement with that report. Now, it's easier than for us to shove the blame from the trust to the department, you know. It could go for today, but it's still not acceptable. I do not understand and why, for example, the trust CEO have not reached out to a HR bureau or something there, DG Southgate, ask him for assistance in relation to the organizational plan, you know, organoplan, you know, organogram, you know, why that hasn't happened. And DG Southgate, I can't understand also why you have not looked and see this gaping weaknesses in the Bonyama Trust report in relation to those matters that you are very skilled in and offer those kind of support. Indeed, I think DG would be important that there must be serious engagements with the Trust. So then the next report, the first quarter report, Honorable Judge, must not reflect the same kind of weaknesses. Because it will then tell us, one, that you don't take your responsibilities seriously, you do not respect this committee, nor this, this institution. And indeed, we would then have to question your placement where you are, you know, because then you must make way for others that can do a better job, Chair. But as Honorable Magadra was saying, there are many other trusts where similar problems, and we are not here wanting to just close the trust down for the sake of it. That's not what we intend to do. But do not force us in that direction, because your continuous failure will inexorably compel us to consider that kind of an option. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honourable Member.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think we need to know that there was a review of the review of the organogram started in the year 2016-2017 in that budget. And we're in 2018-2019. And according to the APP of the AAS of the Bonyama Trust Board, they noted that they were going to appoint a consultant in April 2017 to do the review and come with an implementation plan of the organogram. How long does it take? How long does it take your consultant to do this? From April 2017 up to now, they haven't completed the work. I actually even want to know how many people, warm bodies that you have in the ITB, full-time people who work there, how many are they? You were doing so well in the past years, and a change has only happened about a month ago, because Your Majesty, you are just new in this, you just came in about a month ago. So as an acting, CEO, you started when? About a month ago.
I joined ITB a month ago, and on the very same day I started acting as a CEO. Yeah. I'm a head lieutenant. Definitely, I am not the majesty.
To me, I refer to many women as a majesty. Okay, madam, then. You only came in about a month ago, and things have been going down even before you arrived at the ITB. I just want to know, because you know, then we had Dr. Marok. Did she collapse things before she left the ITB? Because I don't want to, I can't understand why Prosto were in place and suddenly everything is, we are unable to reach our targets. There are lots of cases that are, you know, matters before the court. I didn't even want to know how many matters are before the court where you've got, people who are charged in the department. And what is the status of each case? Yeah. Who are these people and what are the charges? Both external and internal litigation. That's it.
Before ITB responded, there were members who were complaining that they've got a problem of defecting. Because we're sitting for a long time without stretching. So can I give members 10 minutes break just to stretch, then we'll come back and finish. I hope and believe that has been noted. On those grounds, the issues were comments and proposals.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am not going to be in the position to respond to all the questions. I will touch on quite a few that are directly relating to the CEO position. It saddens me a lot, I must be honest. I'm kind of chuffed with this whole thing. First and foremost, I must admit, targets were moved, it appears, they were moved from quarter 3 to quarter 4. It also appears the reasons or mitigating factors were directed to outsourcing. Please, Honorable Chairperson and members, allow me to talk as a third person in this one, because indeed I am a third person, but I am not absolving myself from this report. I am sitting here today as an acting CEO, whether I came yesterday or now. I am taking every comment as a CEO, regardless. First and foremost, that the quarter 3 and the quarter 4, as presented by myself, when I joined ITB, they were already sent to the portfolio committee, Mr. Raff. That also includes the APP that I personally had to present in this committee on my very first week. I've been meeting with the Department of Rural Development for 19 years. I've been working with the senior committee managers before me. I've been running, I've acted as a chief director for the province for a period of a year. I may have serious faults, I'm not perfect, but at least I understand how to draw a strategic plan, and I understand how to draw a quarterly report, and I know how and when to report when you are not going to be able to meet the target. It is apparent here that some of these things never happened. I'm afraid, my Honorable Chairperson, let me talk about specific issues. I see the number of things that were pushed to the outsource, for instance, one example, outsourcing of policies.
I am happy to say, having been close from quarter one, quarter two, from quarter three to quarter four, those policies, according to the APP, that myself and the manager, corporate services manager, Mr. Madondo, we have able to come up. The last time I was presenting the APP, I said, out of the 30%, 50% towards completion, we have finalized and we are going to present those policies to the board, six of them, that we ourselves have spent weekend and night trying to do them our own. Because with the experience that we can got, and yes, with the assistance from, of course, the province of KZN, we have able to come up with that. Unfortunately, Honorable Chair, I will not make it in time to catch up with all that was in quarter three and four, but we are hard at work. My hands are dirty. We are hard at work with the team in trying to get to those targets that we move from quarter to quarter up to this very first quarter. We may not achieve 100%, but at least we may achieve just over 60% in terms of our APP. I want to believe that ITB and senior managers, senior managers within that are to be appointed and that are there. They may not be perfect, but they are not incompetent. They just need to be given a little bit of time and also a little bit of assistance. I am glad to say what the honourable members were identifying areas where we need to be discussing with the rural department and get assistance. Already, we have had some discussions, emails, telephonically, and we need to concretize that on quarterly basis. We are meeting on quarterly basis to look at all these reports. Currently, there's been Mr. Southgate, we're concretizing that. And we are very much open to any kind of assistance whatsoever. I really would like Honorable Chairperson to say, I'm putting my head on the block for as long as I am acting CEO, hoping they will be getting one very soon. I'll try my level best. I've got the cooperation of the team. I came to broken people. Those people were broken. Broken because, and they could not do any other things. So now we are able to do things and the team is, the morale is very high. We hope that we are not going to disappoint you and the honorable members with the assistance of the department.
The board.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, we have taken note of the comments and the advice by this committee. In particular, a better coordination between the department and ourselves. We are already in meetings that will take place, as well as meetings with other state organs that are relevant, like the National Treasury. We would focus on that. More than that, Chairperson, I think the situation as reflected in two quarter reports is not a satisfactory one, and we understand the indictment as a result. But we believe that moving forward we are starting on a better footing. But I think there are one or two questions that warrant maybe some detailed response, and I'll focus on that. It is true, yes, that the issue of organogram has been outstanding for long, but it is unfair and incorrect to rely on it as a general basis for the work not to be done. We accept that. It is thus important maybe to explain the somewhat lengthy period that it has taken to undertake that process. Maybe this was never placed before this committee. When we as a board decided to undertake a process of reviewing the organogram, one thing that we realized at the time was that the previous CEO in this regard, that is prior to Dr. Madlova, was operating at a lower level. As a result, we could not attract candidates that could be at the right place. So as a result of that, we approached Dr. Madlova with a clear understanding that he will help us caretake the position until we have finalized the organogram, because he's the former HOD of the Provincial Public Works. And at the time, she was running her own business, consulting, etc. The understanding was clear from the beginning between ourselves and her that we were taking her for a contract period of 2 years at a salary which was not the one that was earned by the previous CEO, or at a salary that was in terms of organogram. In so doing, with the DG then, we agreed, at his guidance, we got that documented, that as far as the department is concerned, it will do its best to assist in the process, but it was also being challenged in terms of resources available, including the financial offer that we offered to Dr. Madlova, which was higher than the position. Hence, in the strict sense, the position of CEO is new, because the previous incumbent was, in terms of the organogram, head of the secretariat. That is what the approved organogram states. Now, in terms of the old organogram, which has now been replaced, and I'll talk to that now, let me just indicate how many senior positions, if one were to call them, were there. There were only four. Is the position of finance, the position of land management, the position of the head of the secretariat, and the position of admin, which was at the level of deputy minister. The deputy manager, not even a manager. To attract candidates to fill in those positions has always been a challenge, because the performance has in any event been below the expectations. We realized that challenge through and through for many years. So when we agreed with the department, like Ms. Ntabeleng correctly points out, that we were to appoint consultants in April 2017. The process of supply chain management had to be fully complied with. We had to put the process on tender. So to tie us on a specific date, yes, it's correct, but that is how the process evolved. The fact of the matter is, we had realized from previous experience that with that limited resource to focus on HR, in the sense of developing an organogram, has given us challenges only even prior to 2014. So the brief and short is that we appointed what we considered on merit were the suitable entities that undertook the work. But an organogram has got a number of segments. An organogram is now approved by the board, like I indicated in the last two appearances here, that from a staff of about 50-55, we have an organogram that, once it is fully implemented, you will have people in excess of 200. Now the question that we had some people on contract and so on, that is correct. But that was the first thing we did. The organogram of the ITB provided for 27 full-time staff. As the chairperson correctly points out, we ended up at one stage with more contract people than permanent staff. We then started to absorb those people on permanent basis, subject to the organogram, because they must now occupy full-time positions. So in total, what I'm saying, currently warm bodies under that question is about 54. Of these 54, we include five people that are currently undergoing disciplinary hearing. So that is how the organogram is. What now is the delay are two things. Once the organogram is approved, you need to do job evaluation in terms of the grades of those people that you all appoint. And then thereafter, once you've done that, you need to do a skills audit. What do the warm bodies that you have so that you can place them in the existing positions in your organogram? Hence, when we refer to skills audit, we mean precisely that exercise which has now been undertaken and which will be presented to the board during the month of June, and then thereafter a consultative process with every staff member. If somebody is being shifted, promoted or demoted, will have to be advanced. But we need all that consultation. Because even when we started with the organogram, we started with the consultation with the staff so that they understand what is happening. Because each time there is a reorganization, people feel they will be replaced, etc., etc. You need to manage that as well. So from our assessment, we know it's an important project. We wish we could have driven it faster than we do, but it depends on a number of things, including the availability of the consultants at a particular time and the availability of board members. So I'm confident as far as that is concerned that we are almost done with that. To the extent that it has been used as an excuse here, I can assure the committee that we as a board have not taken a decision to say what you outsource. Because if you look between the time these reports were written and now, we should be saying to you, if we took that decision, we have already appointed service provider. So it shouldn't be an issue as far as that is concerned. So I'm saying the issue of the organogram is being taken care of and is now almost complete, is at an implementation stage. With regards to the issue of cases in court and their status, I wish to respond as follows. For the sake of accuracy, we will provide a written report, but what I can give as a highlighting overview is the following. What is the nature of cases that the ITB deals with? One classic case is the one that resulted in the employees being suspended, where we were being challenged for, inverted commas, evicting a person on his or her land. And I indicated last time, I said, officially, a commercial enterprise was given 0.6 hectares. At the end, he ended up with 1.8 hectares. The difference between 0.6 and 1.8 includes the church, and the church is challenging that decision. That matter will almost be resolved because it's the fault of employees. We did not have a consent. What are the other cases? In nature, I'm just giving the nature of cases that are there. Always the difficulty is there are disputes. One case I remember we were dealing with last week. There's a dispute, one church has split it. So one faction claims they are the owners of the premises and the other faction says we are the owners. But fundamentally at the end of the day, the land is owned by Ngonyama Trust. So you can't predict and say what is the status of a civil case because there are interim technical points that are being raised. But those are the kinds of cases that we talk about. Either there's a dispute, but they all relate, or most of them relate to land dispute. There are of course some that deal with debt collection, but there are cases as well. So to give the detail and an exact number would be incorrect for me to do so because we did not anticipate that question. But the report has already been compiled for a number of reasons. One is that
were at audit time, so we needed to have an up-to-date report of the status of litigation, even for purposes of the annual report. I think, Chairperson, more than anything else, is just to conclude by just agreeing once more with those advices, which we feel will help to improve the situation within the ITB and for the ITB and for the government to achieve. Other questions or comments, I think, that falls outside the report, I'll leave it in the committee. Thank you.
I think Honorable Chabudin was asking a question about cases in court, so correct me.
Yes.
With regards to the staff members, and who are they, and what was your reason? Because we talked about the members, staff members who were suspended. Are there any cases that are in court? Who are those members? And that one. Then the other one was the outstanding question that was raised, I think, by Honorable Simpson, of what are the qualifications, guest qualifications, that you need, that makes you not to appoint, to fill the vacant position.
Thank you, Chairperson. To the extent then that, because when reference was made to court cases, I understood it to refer to cases between the ITB and other people. So far, we do not have any labor dispute with any employee which has gone to court. We have a disciplinary process that is being undertaken, which is to be finalized as soon as circumstances permit. In other words, the employees at the place of suspension, I think five of them, have not taken the ITB either to CCMA or to court, but they are being legally represented in a disciplinary process that has been designed by the employer. With regards to the scarce skill, let us look where we are, Chairperson. Initially, we said there were three positions, we said this in the last presentation, which were advertised from November 2017. Those were the positions, a new position, which is corporate service manager, and the position of land management, head of land management. The third one being that of the CEO. Those are three positions. We said the position of corporate service manager has been filled. The position of land management head has been filled. The position that remains outstanding is that of the CEO. Scarce skills, Chairperson, nevertheless, we cannot avoid dealing with that. Very few candidates you will get with land management expertise. I'm not talking about property managers, because each time you advertise, you'll get former estate agents who think we are selling land. I'm talking about land management, which in our context requires the following. Somebody must have a grounded knowledge of customary law, how traditional councils work, how the communal land is administered. That is one side. The other side of land management is all forms of tenure that are recognized in South African law up to their registration in this office. You will appreciate that person, among others, liaises with the industry, and that person, therefore, among others, might have some knowledge, even to the extent that he or she may manage people who are specialists about the mining regime in South Africa. Right now, as we talk, the minister is consulting on the mining charter. There are few mines running on Ingonyama's land. It must be in the press right now. We've been inundated with people who claim to have found gold in Harlem. We have to deploy somebody with necessary understanding of what is happening in that area and how it needs to be dealt with. That person will have to deal with public notaries as opposed to only conveyancers, because leasehold, for instance, are the subject of, are the privilege of public notaries. Likewise, the registration of mining leases is not ordinary leases. So that combined skill is scarce in the country. Our adverts are very transparent. For that reason, we have advertised that position, which had been vacant since 2014 when Ms. Belinda Benson left, until we filled it in 2018. Below that, there are still other components which are technical in nature, because if we were to explain how it, you end up being awarded a tenure at the board level, there are surveyors that are involved. Of course, we've got a fair amount of surveyors in-house, because they must go and do coordinates on site after the oral tenure in terms of custom has been issued. Then thereafter, then we design the documents that need to be signed. So it is in that context, but we're not saying all these positions require highly specialized skills that you cannot immediately find. A fair amount of them are skills that are readily available, but we will deal with that once we start filling in the post after the skills audit has been presented. Thank you, Chair.
DG?
What questions that you expected from Honorable Susan directed to the department?
Thank you, Chair. We had sight of the report after the engagement with the portfolio committee last week. But I think the response by the acting chief executive officer already deals with this part, that they are now welcoming the assistance from the department and our involvement, because previously it was not there. So we will, after this meeting, engage with them so that we can then agree. So now we are going to be exercising oversight. Thank you.
Another member, if you are prepared and follow up questions. Can I then just Honorable Chabaling, Honorable Magaja, Honorable President?
There's something that I didn't get very well from the acting CEO, the acting DG. You said now they are welcoming help from you. It's like in the past they were not welcoming it. Am I understanding you well?
We have in the past offered our assistance.
No. Can you note? You note the question, because we don't know what is it that Honorable Magaja will ask. Note the question, then I will give you an opportunity to respond.
Chairperson, I am covered by Honorable Abelene to emphasize that to our knowledge, we didn't know that this department is not assisting the Onganyama Trust. We're always emphasizing that, but I'm surprised that now I'm surprised. All along we were just because always emphasizing the issue monitoring this all these years, but I'm surprised that it's now that they are cooperating with the trust, but I think it must be a normal activity to do your work in the department, because now, seemingly to me, I don't know another way, there's a big gap between the trust and the department. Someone doesn't do his or her work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. That's four quick ones. The response by the acting CEO is at best just an exercise in PR work. We don't expect the CEO just to touch the report. That's what we expect from the political heads of the department, or at best from the chairperson of the board. We thought you would go into the issues when you said you will respond to some, but not to everything. You only were specific when it comes to policies to tell us. That's why you were straight. We want a technical response from the CEO, not just a broad outline. Okay, so next time, instead they could put questions, you expect you to have written them and you answer, you respond to them one by one. Maybe not the chronological, but one by one. From what the judge's response is telling us, I think, Honorable Department, they need your services. When they say, it's the organogram, appoint, then do a skills audit. It can't work like that. The process that they are following is not going to help them. That's why they have locked up now, which was everybody's surprise. Why look for skills audits? Look for skills after appointing people. I think what would happen is that you look at the services that are needed, and then you draw the organogram, and then you look at the skills that will be needed for the people that are going to populate the organogram. Then you advertise, knowing that I'm looking for someone with this skill and that skill, then you recruit and appoint. But the process that they are following is the one that puts them in the fix, you know, where they are, where they recruit people and only do a skills audit after a person has been appointed. And so that's my response to that. The specialist positions, Honorable Judge, my suggestion is that rather than hang on to a position which is not filled for months, even perhaps up to a year, is that if you can't get this one person who has got all the qualifications, why don't you break down the functions? And then those that are absolutely critical, and you can find someone who has got those qualifications and skills, you appoint them, and then you subject them to on-the-job training. A lot of people don't necessarily get a job because they know literally everything. I think the process would be to say, what are the most critical ones, and then expose them to on-the-job training. It could take 6 months or something like that. There's nothing funny about that. It's very much a practice in vogue. And I appreciate today the changed attitude of the judge. It's more conducive to working forward. Last week it was a disaster. You know I'm forthright. And we appreciate it. And this is what enables us now to come to the party with suggestions rather than an us and them kind of environment. Lastly, Chair, we welcome the DJ's, acting DJ's admission that indeed there hasn't been much happening, if anything at all. And I don't think we need to embarrass someone who has just been recently appointed there by pressing for more. From my perspective, we look forward to a more productive, practical working relationship with the board. We are all for the good. I think everybody has gotten the spirit in which the Honorable Minister, expressed herself, and that's where we are. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Like I apologize, I'm sitting in concurrent meetings all day. Chair, I would just like to make a follow-up question to what I picked up from the responses that haven't been raised, Chair, and you also made a follow-up for clarity on. The one about matters before court, I'll prefer that we extend it, Chair. Any matter that our entity, the ITB, is involved with in court or its senior office bearers, if I may say. I hope office bearers is a clear term. Yeah. Any such matter in court or pending before court, and we would like to request details to the last level. Last level. This will help us in applying the very same principle that is usually referred to as matters being sub judice. Now, I know nothing about Latin, but that much I know, matters being sub judice. That's one part, Chair. So just to add to that question, any matter, including civil, definitely well responded to the issue about the labor relations part. I think the board chair made an indication about that. So can we broaden that question? The next one, Chair, will go to Mr. Mayor from me. To say, Mr. Mayor, the first part of the question is, how efficient are your systems? How prompt are your systems? That's a standalone question, but I will test it with a sub-question. How efficient are your systems, financial systems? Now, here is a standalone question, but that seeks to prove the efficiency or not of your systems. Can you email us as you speak the list of, if you like, the top 10 debtors as at the end of the third quarter, the top 10 debtors at the end of the fourth quarter, the top 10 debtors and amounts as at the end of the third quarter? There's nothing for you to write except retrieve and post. You can email to us as we speak at via the committee secretary. I think you don't have my email. Via the courtesy of the committee secretary, can you email us as we speak the top 10 debtors? If your system will need you to edit, then you can email us debtors. Maybe your file just says the debtors and amounts. As at the end of the third quarter, as at the end of the fourth quarter. If your system is not complying exactly to my terms, I think I would be flexible to take the list of debtors without maybe it being end of third quarter, end of fourth quarter. But it could be end of any period, you know. The reporting period is quarters in Parliament. I know in terms of your in-year monitoring in the departments and so forth, it's monthly, ne? Yeah. Chair, thank you. Then I wish Honourable Sultana's observation were to be accurate. I'll be the happiest person in the room. My last one, Chair, goes to the acting CEO. Yes, in the last meeting and even now, I pick up a sense of a disclaimer. Not the audit disclaimer, but the language, the logical disclaimer that the reports of the third quarter and the fourth quarter are not your work. And there are three things to check your insight into that disclaimer with or against. The first one, acting CEO, the executing authority, I'm happy that you say you've been a provincial head and whatnot and good things. So when I talk the terms, I don't have to simplify. Yeah? The executing authority, has there been a change in the executing authority over the third quarter and the fourth quarter for you to feel comfortable enough that the report of the entity would not be the report to which you can relate? So has there been a change in the executing authority? They call it what? The accounting of, no. Executing authority, that's a PFMA term, for an entity. Right. The second one, has there been an institutional change other than the faces occupying the position of the acting CEO? Has there been institutional change? Why would you have difficulty relating to the report of your own institution, which you were for the past, I don't know, 19 years or what?
Mm-hmm.
So with that report, irrespective of what position you occupy, simplified, if Honorable Mandela were to occupy the chair of the WIP now, would he disown, when we are one collective all along, would he disown and disclaim? Are you of the view, acting CEO, that, are you of the, I know CFO by now has emailed the list of debtors. Are you of the view that you are not working collectively? I pick up a critical error from where I sit when you say you know how to write a straight plan and whatnot, and then as APP. And my amber flicker lights were like this because I was thinking that straight plan APP must emerge from an hotel or a strategic planning session, the whole organization talking to itself, talking to its environment, doing SWOT analysis and then defining the targets, defining the what, taking into consideration the MTF, the threat plan and all that. So how you found that if one individual with a good level of capacity can sit on there. And lastly, I had said earlier on I know Dr. Maseko, but I only know him in the professional space. Nothing else, nothing beyond. The reference to the work under the previous CEO, acting CEO, doesn't come across as a very, very professional one. Because then now you test our mind to say, who could be more efficient, yourself or Dr. Madova? And my preliminary view, subject to further evidence, my preliminary view would be that you are miles and miles way out of Dr. Madlopa's league. If I have to say that on record, let me say it. Miles and miles out of Dr. Madlopa's league. Since I've known her in 2006, she was already an accounting officer for something way about 15 years. Now, if you try to critique her work in the manner that you seem to be doing, and perhaps showing some other finger to even the establishment, because the report is the report of the establishment, not of persons, you know. I would lend it at that chair, I've referred some matters to the board, some matter for Mr. Mayor, which I think he has done by now, and the last one would have been to the acting CEO in the manner she projects the role of a CEO. But the CEO is part of an organization. The report is the report of an organization. It's a collective report. We own up for all intents and purposes. We don't just own up because I have to. We own up because we own up. Thank you.
Can you add this question to what members have raised? The first one is on the... I've just seen an advert. The advert of the CFO, senior legal officer, manager business development, customer care and stakeholder support, manager then planning and change, which indicates that the closing date is the 30th of April 2018. Samir is still here, just want to know whether his term has been extended or he is resigning, what is happening. Based on what the judge has said, that they need the person, the financial person, the land management person, the head of the secretariat, he said the administrator, the administrator. But looking also, comparing that with the post you have advertised, there's just a little alignment.
because there's nothing that you've said about the legal, senior legal officer, just business development, and also the manager, customer care, and stakeholder support. Can I get a clarity on that one? Then secondly, accounting authority meeting. You indicated that the tenure committee sits on which date? The board and the staff sitting on the 8th of it means that the board sits once in this quarter. The executive committee did not meet at all, according to your report. Can I get a clarity on that one? The spike or the increase in the fourth quarter, it raises some eyebrows. When looking at the land management, rural development, you budgeted 27,252.29 cents. Okay, you are saying there's no budget, but you have spent 27,252. Where did you get that? Again, traditional cancer support and community support. I don't know which is which now, but I'm still coming with the question here. Last week I requested that you gave us the number of agricultural projects that you funded. When looking at the first page, I was shocked. Hi, what is happening here? When you put a fuel in a tractor for 195 rand, is it a support? This is an ITP document. You have put fuel in different tractors for 195, 391, then the total was 13,000. Is that really a support to agricultural projects? If you put 195 grand petrol in a tractor, how many more gains does the tractor work? You're putting this to an individual person tractor. Maybe you will further explain this. It's very much confusing. But when looking at the fund for traditional councils, it's 120, it's 115,000. Land preparation, implement, and labor payment at the amount of 85,000. Zumo traditional council irrigation system at 30,000. But funding for agricultural expenditure, it's just fuel, putting fuel for tractors. You have said you are unable to train the traditional council. But you have spent money. There was no training, but you have spent 676 Rand 216. Can you also clarify that one? Because it involves traditional transfer, stroke, community support. What is it? What is happening here? On this capital thing, I ask you, what is it? Can you unpack again? Goods and services, the budget was 43, you spent 15 million, it was 43 million, you spent 15 million. On capital, the budget was 17,
million, you spent 393,409. Can you further unpack this capital? The minister has indicated on the spending on administration why the work has not been done, other posts have not been filled, but the spending is 95.8%. It means that you are remaining with 2% of your budget. Mr. Mayor, on page 20, you have said 28.10% of the fourth quarter budget was spent in quarter four, including capital expenditure. Can you unpack that? 38.55% of total goods and services fourth quarter budget was utilized in the fourth quarter. It was a fourth quarter budget. It was supposed to be utilized in the fourth quarter. What do you mean really here? The issue of underspending of your office accommodation, capital through capital budget. I remember you had one head office. There was also one office that you were talking about around Ulundi, if I'm not mistaken. How many offices? Enough. New infrastructural assets. What are these new infrastructural assets? Because in the third quarter you spent 871,515. In the fourth quarter you spent 392,490. What is this? New infrastructure assets. What are these assets? Then the last one is on page 29, laws on unauthorized use of petrol cars, 59,932. Can you explain this? Who was responsible and what happened? Again, on the issue of the audit space, looking at the third quarter, looking at the fourth quarter, in the third quarter, you spent 355,559. Now, in the fourth quarter, you are saying you spent 13,939. How often do you make this in external audit? In the fourth quarter it was 300,000, then in the fourth quarter it is 18,000. Security expenses, ITB, office accommodation. Why an increase here? Because in your third quarter it was 172, now it's 191. Different security company, why this increase? From 172 to 191. Internal audit committee members remuneration. In the third quarter it was 51,000, in the fourth quarter it's 40,000. Why this increases? Travel and accommodation and meetings. In the third quarter, it was 964,674 cents. In this quarter, it's 798. There's a decrease. I don't know whether it's because of the executive members will explain, Mr. Mayor. The cleaning, repairs, maintenance, 137, 169 in the fourth quarter.
It was the 86, I'm sorry, the 86. Somewhere it's 187, somewhere it's 86. In the third quarter, it was 385. Cleaning, repair, maintenance. What is it that you are cleaning? Cleaning material, 385 rand, 385,000, and this quarter is 86,000. Can you get the clarity on this one? Thank you. I think you have been noting all the questions of mine.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, maybe there's one or two questions maybe that I think I need to make a comment on. The first one is the question which the Honourable Ntshavheleng has made a follow-up on, where the acting DG indicates that there was some assistance in the past which we refused. I need to place on record that I'm hearing that for the first time. In fact, we work with the office of the department even in preparing the step plan. Mr. Lebu, I forget his surname, is the president that normally joins us on those step plans. The last meeting I was personally present with the department, Mr. Southgate and family out, was on the 22nd of February. So I'm not sure where it comes from, but it would help us to get more information on that, because I think it's a very serious indictment that we are refusing assistance from the executive authority. When I said I have a letter by the then DG, Mr. Tabane, I mean it, and I got a copy and I can send this with you, Chairperson. When he said he's unable to provide assistance when we were talking about the Ogano crime, but we can go ahead at our own cost. So that part I thought I need to clarify. The other part, I can only say it's unfortunate on the observation been made by Mr. Fultani on my attitude last time. For I think I thought when it comes to matters that were raised then, not about the report, there are matters that are very serious, and I think I don't need to dwell on that for now. But I think we can place on record that I have a different view on that observation. I have my own perspective of how that meeting went. With regards to other matters, Chairperson, that have been raised, I need maybe more assistance in terms of clarity, because matters that are ordinarily pending in court, they are between those parties. We can give you the names, we can only tell you what is happening. And I'm not sure whether we will not be breaching any other rules. We will need to take advice on that before we do so. Like I indicated earlier when I reported, that I won't be able to give the correct figure as to how many court matters are pending in court, but I'm told that it is matters that relate to office bearers of the trust. I'm not sure whether I need to encroach on private matters with members of the trust. I would need clarity on that, and also to know the extent to which they are relevant to the functioning of this committee, because that is very important. The questions then that have been raised in detail by the chair on capital expenditure, etc. I'm not sure whether we have all the information here, but I'll leave that to Mr. Mia. But yes, Chair, when you look at that report, that 1 or 2 page about agricultural projects, I think the question is justified to say, is this the assistant to be? Because I haven't seen the narrative myself. But what I do understand is that on the agricultural projects, firstly, the ITB, you would recall, bought tractors for communities. It then undertook to pay for fuel as well as drivers and community members that were undertaking that exercise. But I hope Mr. Mia will elaborate on that because he's able to extract that information. But I'm not sure, Chair, whether we talked past each other about positions that are advertised or not. You have made reference, for instance, to the position of administrator. Maybe you could help me there, Chair, because I don't recall that. What I did say, Chairperson, was in the old organogram of Ingonyama Trust, the senior positions were the head of the secretariat, which now in the new organogram we call CEO. I said it was finance, which is occupied by Mr. Mia. We then said that in the position of head of administration, which was paired as deputy manager. And then I said, the head of land management services. Those are old posts in terms of the old organogram. I then said, in November last year, 3 positions were advertised because the organogram that was working in segments, those positions have been evaluated. I said it was the position of the CEO, the position of the head corporate services, the head of land management. The 2 have now been filled. The 1 is still to be filled. And that is that of the CEO. With regards to the adverts that the chair has referred to, and I think specifically the chairman makes comments on following, that these positions are not aligned, maybe I would need more clarity on that because my understanding says that this is now the new organogram where there is a senior legal officer. That is in terms of the organogram that we say has now been approved, where there has been a skills audit. Then the other question was whether Mr. Mia has resigned because you see an advert of a position of a CFO. While it's discomforting to talk about that part, but because you have asked the chair and Mr. Mia is here so that if there is anything that is incorrect, he will know what I have said in the committee because he knows. The position of Mr. Mia currently is that of financial manager. The CFO is at a manager position, level 10 or 11, something like that. The position in terms of the new organogram is at a higher level than that. And we have invited Mr. Mia to say, Mr. Mia, the position now of CFO is higher than what you occupy. You have the option to apply. the position of a financial manager is still there, which is what is written even in your letter of appointment. If you feel that you qualify for automatic promotion, you can challenge us on the basis that we have advertised the position which you occupy. Otherwise, you are welcome to apply. That happens all over the world. You may occupy a particular position because of the level. That position, if it is geared up to a higher level, it does not necessarily mean that the incumbent at a lower level automatically qualifies for promotion. That is where it cheats. Mr. Mia has not resigned. He remains the financial manager. The only difference is that the position chief financial officer with nothing else has been created above him. That's where it sits. Internal discussions have taken place. Like I'm saying, it's a discomforting situation where I didn't expect that we'll discuss this year, but because there's nothing untoward in the approach we have taken. Just like, if I may come to this issue of skills audit, we are not looking for skills audit for people that would come because the organogram has taken care of that. We are saying people that are in the system have particular skills, but the new organogram does not cater for some of the designations. For instance, there's a position called LMO, which is Land Management Officer. It's not there in the new organogram. It was not there before. Those people were on contract. It does sometimes happen, like Mr. Filtari was saying, if you can't get specific skills, you can separate the positions, but what you will find with that, for instance, you will find that integratedly, the position was seen. But once you split it into various skills, they come at lower skill each. I can take a position of a human resources manager, for instance, which may incorporate personnel management, human resources, industrial relations. If you can't find a person with all of these together, you can have an industrial relations officer alone. So what I'm then saying is, as far as that is concerned, that's how we've been advised. And that's how we've been going about with most of the things, to the extent that we've been able to do so. Senior, there was only one in the old organogram, only one legal officer, not senior, not junior. Now we've realized the requirements of legal disputes and everything else that we need more than one person, but we need first the person at senior level who will be part of then recruiting the people that will report to him or her. The same thing with customer care, I think that you referred to, Chairperson, is in the new organogram, but not in the old organogram. I could not remember all the positions that are currently on advert, but the approach of the board was fill in senior positions first, and then the people inside will then take the process forward. That is how that process has unfolded. With regards to capital expenditure, for instance, Chairperson, you, among others, you asked how many offices we have. Currently we have two offices, one in Pietermaritzburg and one in Ulundi. Initially we were renting the office in Ulundi. When the lease expired, there was an open office space which is owned by the provincial government, on which we are now tenants, but we are not paying rental in terms of the agreement we have with them. But the reality is, as we now increase in terms of staff complement, the current accommodation for staff would be inadequate. Hence, we have already budgeted to increase offices within where the ITB offices currently are, because there is a vacant space where offices, additional offices could be built. Because, like I'm saying, if you are looking at the end of the day to end up with even 100 people, they will not be accommodated where, with the current office vacancy that we have. I thought I should just indicate that as far as the question raised by the chairperson. But if we have all the details,
on what the chair has asked as far as all the matters that are seen to be vague in terms of reporting. We will present it now to Mr. Mayor. To the extent that we may not be able to give adequate answers, we will undertake to provide supplementary information in writing. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. But before Mr. Mayor, I don't know whether members, since we know Mr. Mayor was introduced in this committee as a financial manager or as a CFO, and from when was he a CFO? In other words, Judge, you are saying that for all the years Mr. Mayor was coming to this committee, was the financial manager. In other words, he was acting. That is my view. There was no CFO in the ITP. He was acting. If he was acting, he acted for how many years? Because now we are advertising the position of the CFO. Financial manager, is he a financial manager or a CFO? Because each and every time when you come here, he or she was introduced as a CFO. The committee members will assist me. That may make them confused or I'm mentally disturbed. Real financial manager. Yeah. Since in Sebokule committee, I remember introduced as a financial manager. He was introduced as a managing director. Mr. Mia is the CFO of ICP. My first time to hear that the financial manager, then now according to the new organogram, then to the new post of the CFO. Can it be just not long, and then so that we continue with it?
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I will repeat this again. Two things I said. In the organogram of the past of the ITB, the position, for instance, of the CEO was not there. It was the head of the secretariat. There's no harm in creating a new position of CEO, which we have done. The fact is this, in Mr. Mia's position, which I think if he feels we acted irregular, like I'm saying, we have challenged it, or he can still challenge it. His letter of appointment is clear. You are level X as a financial manager, stroke CFO. So there's no harm in calling him a CFO there. There is no harm either in creating a position of a CFO at a higher level. If the committee feels that that is wrong, we believe the committee should give us an opportunity, Mr. Mia must challenge it, so that we get an independent arbitrator or mediator to say we are wrong. But that's why it sits. A CFO position has been recreated, for want of a better way. We don't dispute, Chairperson, you did not mishear anything wrong. The position of a CFO has been sitting where Mr. Mia is. You are correct, you had that correct. But to create it above him does not mean that he must automatically migrate to that position because he has got certain requirements. That's what we're saying.
This is really an unpleasant discussion, Chair. If I was in Mr. Mia's shoes, I would have done exactly the same. Not to contest or not to apply. Because doing that, he is simply saying that despite the fact that I've been doing this job all this time, I am now being viewed as not being competent enough for the job. I must now fight for the job. I must now compete with others. And it's also demonstrate a vote of complete no confidence in the leadership in him. You know, contesting it means that he must now engage in a battle with his superiors, which will not turn out well, even if he succeeds in getting the job. A relationship will indeed go down, you know, and he's not prepared, he's the kind of person that is not prepared to do that. That is why, even if you probably tell him, we demote you from finance manager, from CEO, finance manager, to assistant finance manager, or doorman, he will probably not contest. You know, he's that kind of a person. And I think, Chair, it is really, really unfair. It's an unfair labor practice. And the Honourable just cannot say, if he is dissatisfied, he must challenge. Honourable judge, that is not a correct approach to have. You know, if you have assessed him, you have found him wanting, then the question would be, what did I do as an employer to improve the skills that I found wanting in him? Because I have that responsibility as an employer. You know, we cannot just treat people in the manner that Mr. Mia are being treated. And I'm saying, Chair, it's regrettable that we are raising this matter, discussing this matter, in the full presence of Mr. Mia. He must hear all of these things. Chair, my heart goes out for him. In all of my years as a trade union movement, this is one of the few incidents that I came across. And if I had my head on as a trade union movement, we would have taken this matter on, Chair, but I'm no longer in that capacity. We in actual fact have dealt with a matter here in this province where a DG, a Western Cape DG, was demoted in a similar fashion. We tackled that matter, I myself, to make sure that he gets was really that he really deserved. Contesting it and winning that particular battle. But indeed, Judge, this is a serious disappointment that one experienced here today. Thank you very much.
No, Chairperson, let me just keep quiet because I'm seeing things that, you know what, from what we've got here, there are lots of blank papers, pages, and there are some documents that do not belong to, that should not be belonging to this. So that somebody just made it look so thick that you think there's lots of relevant information when there's lots of other tracks that is attached to it, according to me. But it's neither here. I don't know.
Thank you, Chair. There is a possibility that these discussions could go on and on and on for possibly another hour. My humble suggestion, Chair, is that we formally request the department to look into these reports and come back to us with their comments on what is going on. This comment is spurred on by the remarks by the last speaker, when he has discovered a whole lot of other things that attract his attention. That's my suggestion, especially given the fact that we have got a new acting CEO. I think it's only fair for us to give her time to establish a relationship with the ITB, and then at the right time, she could come back, you know, an all-round understanding, an all-round understanding of what's going on there, and then we will be on a stronger footage going forward. That's my humble suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I don't know, maybe we need a week-long engagement with the ITB in order to come closer to their understanding and to buy into their understanding of things. I will motivate the reasons, Chair. For now, ITB remains a banana entity. It's really a banana entity. There's no law, it's a law unto itself, it's not a regular state. No, I've noted, I see what you say, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. It remains a banana entity, it's a law unto itself. It follows no rules. It is so awkward. Among others, I don't want to divide yourselves, but the only time we got a humble response, it was from Mamu Bengu. And I don't want to divide them. Let them all be that banana as they are. You know, but my opinion is very, very clear. Ingonyama Trust Board is a banana board. It's not an entity of state according to schedules of state. I'll then motivate why. I'll show you clear terms. We asked for a schedule of matters before courts, and the response was multiple-legged, but let me take this. One, we'll seek legal advice. That's your response. Now, Mampes, you are here. I don't know if you've got the privilege to respond, to acknowledge, or to defend some of the statements. An administrative matter, here is the committee of parliament, any committee of parliament, asking what matters are pending before courts. The response is, we will seek legal advice. It can only happen in a banana entity. It can never happen in an entity of state. Never, 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 never. The second response to the same question is, Chair, we will check the extent to which it is relevant to your work. Now, here is an accounting body saying to its principals, your question, we will check to the extent that it is relevant to your work. As far as we know, none of you has ever served in a parliamentary committee or in parliament. Maybe you served in the KwaZulu government of the pre-1994. I don't know. I don't go to that area. So you are asked a question. Matters before court, it's an administrative question, it's not a legal question. You want to consult on replying with administrative facts. We can turn around and go to the Department of Justice through our colleagues and find matters before court for you. And they will get an answer. It's an administrative question. It's a question, if you like, in the High Court. It's a question that you can pose to the registrar of the High Court. But why must you ask that question to the registrar when the ITB, our own entity, is here? You are then saying, we will, to the extent that it is relevant to your work. It's an insult, eh? We know our work. It's up to us to ask questions. It's not for you to weigh, how is that relevant to your work? It's never, never gonna be, not now, not in the future. It's never gonna be your competence if you serve in an entity. I also would wish to caution my colleagues, those of you who have colorful careers and then you find yourselves in board of entities, never, never ask your principals, how is this relevant to your work? When your principals are seeking clarity, administrative clarity, information, you can ask the registrar of any court. Here is an entity before us, literally, literally refusing to answer basic and simple questions. So, Chair, regarding that question raised by Honorable Chabelain, supported by the Chair with amendment and myself with amendment, the official answer is no answer. You cannot tell us how many cases the ITB is involved in before court. Surprise, surprise, the chair of the board, you see, when these boards are not appointed by a parliament, this is what you get. I'm an advocate for boards to be appointed by a parliament. This is what you get. They become power unto themselves. They just look at these people and they think that they can know better. Hey, but check us. We are also authority of knowledge. We read a lot. We are highly knowledgeable.
I know my colleagues. Whenever they speak, they talk. I listen, I smile. They are so much authority. They read in your document. I don't want to implicate Honorable Chabele, but when he was showing me some things in your documents, for instance, very, very observant, scrutinizing right through to the bone. I'm sorry to implicate you, Honorable Chabele, in my point. So, Chair, here you sit with a board that is not prepared to answer a basic question. How many matters you are involved in? No, we're involved in a matter with the Marifika Marispe. No, we're involved in a matter in Balito, I'm making examples. No, we're involved in a matter in Harding. And these matters, some totality of them are about five. They relate to the ITP. There's then two matters about our senior management person. There's one matter about the charge. There's one matter about so and so and so and so. By the way, I'm a convert of Dr. Klassen's saying. We would rather, with respect, say former judge, ex-judge, or what. You can't refer to someone who's not a sitting judge and refer in the context of. It's like saying MP to me after June, after elections next year, if I'm not elected. It's a little bit awkward because that's what it is. Chair, the issue raised by Honorable Madela. And I listened very carefully. I've got many weaknesses, but amongst my strengths is the listening. When I had time, I used to say in public that sometimes in my younger days, I would listen in class and go and write exams and pass among the best in the class. But listening. Now I listened to the response to the question about the CFO or manager, raised by chair, responded to by board chair. The response acknowledges that the appointment of Mr. Mayor is CFO stroke manager. That's what the response said. The response said, on top of him, we then create another CFO. There's something called public administration, and within it, there's a field called organizational development. You don't develop an organization like that. You don't create a post of an MP on top of an existing MP. Now clearly, Honorable Madela went to town, and certainly all of us will buy into that. The implications of this bananarism that you are demonstrating, that you will be challenged in court. You see, conversely, Honorable Madela, my colleague, Mr. Mayor can say, I stand on principle. He can say, so be it. He can say, if it has got to take my life, so be it. Now, Tatu Sisulu said, it is better to die for an idea that will live than to live for an idea that will die. Mr. Mayor, very, very unfortunately, I also know you in the same manner that Mr. Madela knows you. I know you as a CFO, I know you as a humble man, as a religious man all the time. Not for a minute did you take out your outfit. And always honest, always trying your best to respond. There are two choices before you. You may have to rock the boat. If you go challenging unfair labor practices, you will definitely win. Take it from, like we said, we're from labor and working class activism. Or you may decide to die peacefully and be nothing in history. And wherever you go and all your children will follow that fate of being trampled on and succumbing, being trampled on and succumbing. But certainly, from the committee side, having listened to my colleagues, I never asked this question, but my colleagues picked it up. A very, very, very unfortunate and unfair delay is happening right on top of your head. But, Chair, having said that, Chair, when we go to recommendations and when we adopt a report here, I will let me indicate in the presence of the IETP. I will move that the department, acting CEO, acting DG, you engage with the committee primarily. I will move that the department conduct forensic investigation and audit over the IETP. It's going to be adopted by Parliament, by the way. It's going to be adopted by Parliament. Let's take it from there. Then, once it's it at that level, then we can get better truths. But it is very, very unfortunate, Board Chair, that you are not so you are so unprepared to answer simple questions. How many cases there are? You are simply not prepared to give an answer. In court, they say you are an unreliable witness. That's what they say in court. In Parliament, we say that there's two. A simple question can't be responded to. And you daring us, according to Oram Chabele's language, you say, to what extent is it relevant to your work? Please give us information. Have you been a politician before? Have you seen you in those records? So we know what is relevant to our work. It's not for you to determine what is relevant to our work. And with due respect, it's seriously insubordinate. I thank you, Chair.
I think I will remark on this one when we conclude this, or also remark on this one when we conclude this session. Acting CFO, can you please respond to outstanding questions? Financial question.
Chairperson, there was a first question. There was a question on the systems. We use the pastoral data system. I have asked the staff to email that information. We do have a data system that is being updated on a daily basis. I don't have an online system yet. It's not online, it's not on the web. The issue on the 27,000 on the budget on rural development. Currently there are no new projects, and there were new projects for that particular quarter. It's I can't specifically pinpoint what it was for. However, it cannot be for a new project, and therefore there was no new budget in that particular period. On the as far as the capital expenditure is concerned, there was a question raised on the underspending on the capital expenditure. It was the intention of the board to construct or add to the office accommodation. There was a budget of about 18 million or so. However, that did not take place. But I'm aware that we are still pursuing that matter. The issue on the security expenses, on an annual basis, security companies do increase their nominal fee based on the labor practice. In other words, if the labor cost increases, then the security cost also increases. But we haven't added on, we haven't secured any other site besides 65 Toronto. I'm not aware of that. There was a question raised on the external audit fees. In the previous year, previous quarter, the third quarter, 335,539, and then it dropped, a significant drop in the fourth quarter. The reason for that is, you would note that the external audit, the timing of the audit, the audit finishes in July, around July. So then the invoices come through in the third quarter. In the third quarter, the invoices come through. Therefore, a higher expenditure in the third quarter. And in the fourth quarter is basically finalizing the audit. So therefore, a decrease in the fourth quarter. The issue on the 676,000, we will prepare a schedule. It's not a payment to a particular beneficiary. In terms of what policy disbursements are made to traditional communities, we will make that available. There was a, oh yes, I anticipated that question, so I prepared beforehand. The issue on the loss of petrol, the loss on petrol cards. There was unauthorized use of petrol cards by unknown persons. It's probable that those petrol cards were being cloned. The bank is investigating that matter. However, the bank has advised that a refund is being processed for that particular. And those vehicles were not in use, and the original cards were in the possession of was in the possession of ITV. The infrastructure assets is basically the improvements to buildings. There is the construction work that is happening on the existing building at 65 Trelawney Road, which is the 392-490. There was a question raised on the repairs and maintenance. In the third quarter, there was repairs on the building itself, including cleaning. The cleaning amounts basically don't change over the period, but however, the repairs on the building, therefore, an increase in that particular quarter. Chairperson, just as a comment, look, I was not aware that the issue on the CFO will be discussed here. I want to assure the chairperson of the board and my colleague and the CEO that I swear an oath here to this committee that I had nothing to do with this matter for this matter to be here, and I put that on record. And I hope that our relationship, as far as myself as the employee and employer, is not compromised by this. And for not a moment in my life did I perceive a position over my work. You know, the other day I started work at 2 o'clock to look at the AFS, and I want to place that on record. Thanks.
Mr. May, the last statement, can you repeat it?
We all at ITB work extremely difficult in the, not specifically myself, you know, the acting CEO. I'm motivated by her actually to work, and there are certain deadlines that we need to meet, and therefore we have to work hard, and that's what I do. Thank you.
CEO.
Chairperson, honorable chairperson, members, I doubt there is much to respond to. Baba, most of the things that I never responded directly, it was covered more at the financial report and also at, by the chairperson. However, I would like to touch on those that I think they may not have been crystallized during the answering specifically. But before that, I would like to say, Chairperson, you've been in this meeting and chairing this meeting throughout. I was taught at home that you don't talk about a person if there is nothing good you're going to say about. And as a result of that, I repeat when on my very first meeting here, I said at the previous meeting, and I said it even today, that I am not going to absolve myself from the report. However, there were direct questions relating to the fact that one that I put up here. Why did you move your target? You didn't achieve, you go to the third quarter. You also don't achieve, you go to the fourth quarter. Why CFO? What are you doing there? What is going on? With a very heavy heart, I had to mention through the chairperson that it is sad and very unfortunate that
personally, I would not have moved it. I would rather would have declared that I am unable to meet my targets because of 1, 2, 3, having learned from rural development. Unfortunately, that immediately tells somebody that I wasn't part of the crafting of the ATT, the crafting of quarter 3, the crafting of quarter 4. When I got in ATT, those reports were already with the secretary to submit here. There were a number of questions that I had to ask. But I am not going to sit here and tell the committee and say, I have poked 1, 2, 3 in this report, because sitting here, it is my report as acting CFO, whether I started yesterday or started now. And at that, I will maintain. It is said that I'm being compared with my predecessor.
We are a cleaner, stroke driver. If you want a driver, you're saying you want a driver. If you want a financial manager, you want a financial manager. Because according to us, the appointment letter was saying the financial manager. Stroke CFO.
We don't know that you are somewhat introduced as the CFO.
This is senior CFO name for
So we didn't see that appointment letter, but can the department engage the ITP on this matter? We are here as a committee to correct some of the weaknesses. We can't just leave this matter like that. Can you please correct yours and correct that one? Like father, like son, like mother, like daughter. Can you please sit together and correct it? It can't be. It can't be, really. It's unfair labor practice. Instead, a position of a financial manager was supposed to be advertised for that financial manager to account to the CFO. But you have got financial manager stroke CFO, then you are saying that person has got the right to challenge us. What is it? What are you really saying? Can the department engage with ITP and look at this matter and give us a report? Can I just say, ITP that we are meeting here today is not Ingonyama Trust Board. It's not the same as the other trusts, which are formed like CPA, Trust, Co-op. This is a separate entity where the department is transferring money to the entity to operate. The department doesn't transfer money to the trust in Limpasma. They've just given them the land. So when talking of the trust, we must separate ITP from the other ordinary trusts which are being formed. If people have decided, have been given land, they decide whether they want to be trust, whether they want to be CPAs, whether they want to be co-op. So this ITP is the only one that must come before us and account for the money that they receive for the transfers from the department. When we pass budget, it includes their own budget, not the budget of the trust, the reinforcement trust budget. They don't get even a cent of that budget we should have. Secondly, the judge has indicated that the organogram is finally complete, if I heard you well. Can we get that organogram? The copy, CEO, acting CEO. The issue of the skills audit, the point that has been raised by Honorable I think it has been noted. Because when looking at the report, you are still doing the skills audit, but the posts on the other side are being advertised. As they've said, acting CEO, that the shifting, let it be the first and the last. When you submit an ATP to us, we approve that APT. We write a report to Parliament and Parliament adopts that report. It means that the Parliament has taken a resolution, has agreed to what to that report. Then if you go back and shift the activities without informing us,
give up this plan, when you go back, you change that plan. It must not be that way. When you give us the strategic plan for 5 years, give us the annual performance plan, stick to that plan. If there are any circumstances that will maybe you want to change, you must come with an annexure to add that, honorable members, the plan that you have submitted to you will change 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 because of this reason. You don't just change and shift. Then when you report, you're saying we've shifted from third quarter, we're going to do it in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, you're saying no, we're going to do it in the first quarter of the new financial year. At 7 in charge.
Sorry, sir. Last time, the chair of the ICB said that we concluded and we directed them in a certain way. He hasn't got a record of what we directed him. Now you are giving closing remarks which are a directive to the board. I don't know if anyone is scribbling what you are saying. And the only accurate record will be the Hansard. And we expect accurate response to this. What's going on?
The other thing that I'm saying, Ugajangoba, it will appear in our minutes, in our record, is that can you reduce this outsourcing? The former president has emphasized on that one, that the departments and the entities are outsourcing too much, while there are people in the offices who are supposed to do that work. Why there are people outside who are seeking employment? Organogram outsourced, skill audit outsourced, cleaning outsourced, everything. Can we reduce the outsourcing? Acting teaching, the witnesses of the ICP is the departmental witnesses. You are the principal to the ITP. If Nina Nicola, if you heard, you know, yourself ITP, ITP has gosh. Nina said that Tina Scarlett and Nina Sinis and my office in the ITP. You are a principal. You must have authority over the ITP. Angeke kunqedise lokuthi hey ha basosh hey ha benza lo. You are the principal, you have got power. Nani namazinyo ningalume sizawukhipha la wethu sinikeze wona. Because really you have to monitor, you have to supervise, you have to intervene whether they like it or not. You are their principal, you have to guide, you have to advise. Ningezi nani lakithi nizokhala ukuthi ITP yasiqosha. Then you'll be waiting for the report. I've said the organogram. The department must intervene. The report on the list of debtors. The report on this financial manager vis-a-vis the CFO, where we are saying the department must intervene and talk about this matter. On the issue of the case, even the department were asking them, or in their report, they indicate that these cases are with the court. We don't have to go into details. But you can say the numbers that 5 personnel or staff members have taken us to court. The reason is 1, 2, 3. That's it. We don't want the details because jurisdiction must do its work. Judiciary must do its work. There are separation of powers. We will wait for the outcome of the judiciary. But we don't want to go deeper. We just want to know. Because we don't want to read in papers that the department or ITP
has been taken to court because of 1-2-3. But just to have, to give us a flash, some highlight. So many cases are in court, so many cases, that is what is happening, not into detail. Then the last one. I will request the EITB to give us, it's our role and responsibility as this committee, again, let me clarify that. The public has got the right to write the petition to the committee. We've got the right to invite the petitioner to come to this committee and make the verbal presentation, like the one for we invited from North, the Cindy family from Northwest. There's this petition that we have received from Mr. Wilson, I think you know it. Mr. Wilson, let me read just the brief background. In early 2000, I obtained the permission from Osi Luthuli of Utah. I wonder who blew Utah Umele in, but you know, or Umnini Tribal Authority, to purchase a site and develop fishing and a boating resort on the banks of Umnini, Umgabawa Dam. I paid for the Nkosi for the site and proceeded to obtain the environmental impact assessment and scoping report. After much red tape and satisfying numerous bodies at both local and provincial level, I was issued with a PTO. I operated my business from about 2003 and built it up slowly. It became very popular. I employed from the local community. I sponsored 2 soccer clubs for many years, paid school fees for 12 selected children from 4 local schools. In 2010, I allowed a certain Mr. Mlushezi to erect a pub and grill within my site boundary. He had a liquor license which I did not have. It was hoped that his business would complement that of mine. Mr. Chezi undertook to pay me a monthly rental fee. Mr. Chezi's business was, however, not that successful. At his instance, Nkosi Luthuli effectively cancelled the rental agreement. This led to bad vibes between myself and Mr. Chezi. Over the years, this worsened. Mr. Chezi made a point of running to Nkosi with many untruths. I was then pressurized by ITP into converting my PTO into lease. I want members to understand this. In 2014, the Nkosi attempted to evict me from my site. With the help of Ms. Lungisi Bia of the ITP, I managed to have this decision overturned. Ms. Sibia helped me on many occasions. This made her most unpopular with ITP management. It came as no surprise to me when I learned that she had been suspended. I was then forced by the ITP to reduce the size of my lease to accommodate a lease on the same site for Mr. Shade. Last year, relations between Mr. Shade and I did not improve, and in January 2017, my life was threatened by Mr. Shade. Shortly thereafter, a meeting of the local Umnini Tribal Authority was held, chaired by Judge Ngwenya. I was present with my lawyer, but he was barred from speaking. Mr. Shezi had about 20 individuals testifying what a bad person I was. Judge Ngwenya promised me a copy of the minutes of that meeting. I have yet to receive them. After a meeting, I found myself locked out of business site by Mr. Shezi. I brought this to Mr. Ngwenya's attention in writing. As the leaser, he did nothing. Despite having valid paid-up lease from ITP, I was ignored as a leasee. Ngwenya then offered to buy my business on behalf of ITP. I accepted this as I saw no future going back to my business. Although it was agreed at agreed at a subsequent meeting that I was to be party to the valuation process of my business. This did not happen. Again, I was not provided with the copies of the minutes. The ITP appointed its own valuator, then supposedly valued the business at 300,000. I was not provided with a copy of the valuation report. My business turnover was about 150,000 per annum, and with the capital improvement was worth about 1.2 million. Ngwenya offered me 180,000 on a take it or leave it basis. There was no recourse to arbitration, although the lease agreement makes provision for this. On the advice of my lawyer, I accepted the 180,000 with the intention to at least getting something and then resorting to legal action thereafter. During the 8 months to finalize the sale, January to September 2017, Mr. Shezi ran my business. I do not know if Mr. Shezi Ongwenya received this money. Based on the historic figures, this equates to about 80,000. I have instructed attorney Ms. Vuyoki Kela to institute proceedings against the ICP, the Umnini Tribal Authority, and Mr. Shezi. Ms. Kela is in a position of all relevant documentation and can be contacted at this number. I am fearful that the ITP will not make restitution to me, and I'm seeking any form of assistance which may assist me and my lawyer's efforts in this regard. I'm not in favor of ITP leases. The lease is not afforded any protection by the leaser. The Nkosi does not accept that the lease means that he cannot interfere in the business. If you do not pay your lease money, you lose the right to the land. Members of the tribal authority own their land by virtue of their forefathers or family roots. We have the PTO, some not, no problem with this. They should be allowed to register deeds over their land. This should take place soon and without cost, in my opinion. They should be able to rent out or sell their site as they feel fit. They should not be subject to the actions of the ITP or their local hosting. This is what happens in the rest of South Africa. Why not then also in tribal authorities? There is another incident where ITP and the same Umnini Nkosi evicted businessmen from his business premises. The High Court in Pietermaritzburg overturned the eviction. The businessman is now suing ITP for millions. And this business building were all looted, ransacked and broken down while he was forced to be away from his site, like me. He is worried about ITP evading its responsibilities and not providing just compensation. We need Parliament to intervene if possible. I can provide his details if required. This is the petition. I think we need to get the detailed report about this so that we really understand what is happening between ITP and this person. The members were listening. If we can appreciate, if we can get the report about this matter, time frame, Honorable Member. Honorable Mbuni.
Thank you very much. I must just also record allude to the fact that while you were on leave, I did receive that letter, and thanks to those on record, thanks to those people who had the courage to reactivate it, Chair.
my approach was not to entertain the regular managerial and programmatic issues that you would ordinarily do on your own. And best that letter has since come to your attention. You know, sometimes when people are acting, they run away with so many things. You know, I think we are not useful. So it was just being cautious, Chair. But straight to the point you are suggesting, Chair. There it is, and that's the kind of taste that you find in certain interactions. I don't know, there might be two or three more correspondences. I will check my mail as well, Chair. The time within which we should seek a response from the ITB Chair, I suggest that by next week, Wednesday, in the regular committee meeting, if we have the whole week on committees, but by next week, Wednesday, when we have the response of the ITB. Ordinarily, and in any other committee of parliament, we could have asked them to come back in about 2 hours with a written response, a pager, a two-pager. They could sit in a certain room and draft a response, write it here, the signatories, sign it and forward it. But knowing the kind of situation we face, which, I would suggest that a week, and I would suggest that any court will find it responsible. We don't operate like we are courts. We're not quasi courts, we are parliament. It's a separate ball game altogether. But a week is fair, so to speak, Chair. I suggest a week, Chair.
The proposal, Honourable Robinson?
I most definitely second that, Roger.
The proposal has been seconded. Honourable members, thank you very much, Judge and the team. Thank you very much for the presentation. Now it's time for lunch. For 45 minutes, I think, will be enough. Then we come back for CLCC and the department. Thank you very much.
Chair, just a minute, Chairperson. With regards to the petition, is it possible that we can have a coffee? Because much as we were listening, we may not respond to everything that is said by Mr. Wilson. We were quite familiar with what he's saying. In fact, if one had time, we can would have replied even early, because inter alia, but his email beseeching me, not email, SMS, on the 14th of November 2016. That is, so I'm quite familiar with that. That all I'm requesting is a copy of the petition.
No problem, Judge. The committee secretary will email that to ITP. Acting teacher, do you want to say something?
Just before acting teacher, just Mr. Mayor, I was asking, my question was about efficiency of your system, but I'm sorry, Chair. Do you now have the thing? Because then I was testing the efficiency of your system. Have you now been emailed by your office, at least? Have you forwarded it?
Mr. Mayor.
I'll need to contact them by telephone. This is just
Chair, I just want to ask that you request the retraction of this page. It's written confidential. I engaged my officials. They said probably because they use the printer that is used by anyone, it might have been that this was included by error. Attached to the Ingonyama, at the back of Ingonyama.
Shall I request to respond to that, Chair? Yeah, just for record, because I did indicate that we read a lot and Honorable Chavalier was showing me, I may confess that this is exactly what he was showing me.
So as you make all these errors, we'll pick them up. Thank you. But I think let's concede the retraction. We did not, we did note, and we discussed it a lot here with my colleague.
Okay, great to that. Can we have lunch for 45 minutes?
Hey, there's a